You're listening to episode 4 of our school and childcare transition series. In this episode, we're going to dive into you, the adult. How do you take care of your nervous system as you're doing this stuff with kids? It's hard and it's draining to hold space for somebody else. So what does this look like for you? All right, let's dive in. Welcome to Voices of Your Village, a place where parents, caregivers, teachers, and experts come to support one another on this wild ride of raising tiny humans. We combine decades of experience with the latest research to create the modern parenting village. Let's dive into honest conversation about real parenting challenges so it doesn't have to be this hard. I'm your host, Alyssa Blass Campbell. Take everything that you can off your plate for those first 2 weeks. This is the biggest piece of advice I have for you, because when we're doing something new, it is inherently exhausting because our nervous system is constantly trying to keep us safe. It's looking around and assessing everything around us, and everything that is new feels unsafe because our brain and our body don't know yet, am I safe here? And so as our kids are navigating this, we too are navigating this. It's new for us too. And we will be holding space for those tiny humans' big emotions throughout the process. So it's imperative that we have something to pull from, that we recharge our battery. I had a parent once when I was teaching who every single first day of school, she and her partner would take the day off of work and have a date day. It nourished her and kept her from sitting there thinking, I wonder how they're doing, and being stuck in her own anxiety loop when her kids were at school. It also gave her something, someone to lean on, a shoulder to cry on after she dropped kids off and held it together for them. Then she had a place to turn to process. Because remember, kids are not responsible for our emotions. We should not be processing our stuff with them. It's not a healthy dynamic. It's not their job. We can turn to friends or to partners or to co-parents to do this. I have another friend who every single year in the first week of school, somewhere in there, she and her friends do like a spa day. Like they just like play hooky. They hang together. They'll grab lunch. Sometimes they'll like literally get their nails done or whatever. They call it their spa day. And it's just a day of spending time together and filling their cups.
No one told us the truth about parenthood. Why? This is the podcast everyone needed before they had kids, because now that those little ones are here, whew, there is a lot to unpack. I'm Rachel Shepardota, and I am your host for the podcast No One Told Us, where we tell the truth about parenting and let you in on all the stuff you really should have known about before having kids. I am the founder of Hey Sleepy Baby, but this podcast is so much more than sleep. We'll be diving into all the topics that you really care about and need to know while you do your best job raising those adorable, tidy humans. Our goal is to just make you feel less alone and less overwhelmed. There are so many things that no one tells us before becoming a parent, and I think that we should really pull back the curtain on becoming a first-time or second-time mom or dad to share the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll have a little education, a little fun, and a whole lot of heart that goes into each and every episode. So join me and our amazing guests each week to hear us talk about what no one told us.
Hey there, I'm Debbie Reber, the founder of Tilt Parenting and the author of the book Differently Wired. The mission of Tilt is to change the way neurodivergence, whether that's having a learning disability, having ADHD, being gifted, autistic, or some combination of all of the above, is perceived and experienced so differently wired kids and the parents like us raising them can truly thrive. On the Tilt Parenting Podcast, I get to talk with authors, therapists, educators, and parenting experts who are committed to this mission. I ask the questions my listeners are most curious about when it comes to supporting our kids. And in turn, my guests share strategies for challenges, out-of-the-box ideas for navigating school, best practices for therapies, tips for advocating, and so many thoughtful insights on what it really takes to help our kids grow up feeling seen and respected so they can create awesome lives for themselves. I know that raising a differently wired kid can feel overwhelming and isolating, but I promise you, you are not alone, and it can feel so much better. If you're on this parenting journey, come listen to Tilt Parenting. Together, we can shift this paradigm and show up for our exceptional kids with hope, possibility, and joy.
Now, if you can't take a day off of work to refill your cup, there's plenty else that you can do. You can prioritize sleep. You can say no to all the extra things that might come up. Someone asking you to go grab dinner, or someone asks you to help with something, like, it's okay to say no. You're going to really work hard to protect your energy and your space. It might mean you're ordering takeout or leaning on support, reaching out to parents or in-laws and saying, hey, would you mind helping out this week? Could you bring over dinner, or could you pick up our groceries? Tapping in to your village and your resources will be key. Looking at, like, it's kind of similar to when if you were a birthing human and you had a postpartum experience, where we say, like, don't worry about all those extra things. Call on your village and lower your expectations. Similarly, now, a time of transition is a time to lower expectations of yourself, of the tiny humans, just recognizing that we're all a little bit fragile right now. And my husband says, he calls these times like snappy times, where he knows that there are times where I might just be a little more on edge with him when I'm really working to hold it together as a parent, that he might get those hard parts. And we have a mutual understanding of, like, I will repair as much as I can and we'll come back together, and it's not about you. And I'm working so hard to be kind, and I just have less bandwidth in that time. Prioritizing food, making sure you're eating consistently. Really, like, your meeting your basic needs will go a long way here. Pause. Find 5 minutes of pause twice a day. That's your challenge. In these times when everything is pulling at your nervous system, when your battery is draining very fast, we need to recharge. You need to plug back in to recharge, right? So find 5 minutes of pause twice a day. Maybe after you drop kids off at school, you go to work, and before you start your day, pause. Go into a bathroom without a phone. Close your eyes. Sit in the car. Zone out for 5 minutes. No judgment of your thoughts. Let whatever needs to come up, come up. Cry if you need to cry. Scream into a pillow if you need to. Feel your feelings and just be there for 5 minutes, disconnected from everyone that needs something from you, twice a day. And then move your body. What would it look like to set a timer on your phone every 2 hours to move your body? Nothing wild. 5 jumping jacks, doing down dog for 20 seconds. What would it look like to set a timer on your phone to move your body every 2 hours? This is going to be part of that recharge, of filling you back up. I also tell families, if at all possible, not to overbook this first month of a transition. Like, looking at weekend plans and nighttime plans and things like that, we're all going to be a little fried. And so having as much downtime, have a Friday movie night, like, just zone out and be a little bit more. Right. You've got this and we've got you. Remember, you are worth taking care of, not just so that you can adequately take care of somebody else, but because you are worth taking care of. Tomorrow, we're going to dive into what to expect and how to support them with drop-off and at pickup. Truly, like, what do those routines look like and what to expect through them? Thanks for tuning in to Voices of Your Village. Check out the transcript at voicesofyourvillage.com. Did you know that we have a special community over on Instagram hanging out every day with more free content? Come join us at seed.and.sow. Take a screenshot of you tuning in, share it on the gram, and tag seed.and.sow to let me know your key takeaway. If you're digging this podcast, make sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. We love collaborating with you to raise emotionally intelligent humans.
If you're a parent, I invite you to join us at the Mindful Mama podcast, where it's all about becoming a less irritable, more joyful parent. With sometimes hilarious and always thought-provoking experts and friends, at Mindful Mama, we know that you cannot give what you do not have. And when you have calm and peace within, then you can give it to your children. I'm Hunter Clark Fields, and I can't wait to see you there. Listen in to the Mindful Mama podcast.